This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There are a few stories that get my heart racing, but this is one of them. I began to hear rumors about this a few days ago, and that investigators were trying to find her high school annuals, also some of her college documents, and that they had all been expunged. Well, researchers, as of yesterday, discovered a cache of the 5-year books that she was in, because she was already in high school parties when she was a 8th grader, and they have found a cache of these documents. And they are, to say the least, absolutely over-the-top insane. Now, who am I talking about? I am talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the accuser of Kavanaugh, Christine Blasey Ford. And when we come back from this first break, I'm going to launch into all of it straight away here today. But first, I want you to just understand who you're dealing with and why these globalists are so dangerous. And so we're going to go out to break with a little piece that we put with Rob Zombie music with Walter Cronkite pledging himself to Lucifer so that folks can just get an idea about the mindset of deception that these people are in. But we have her as a leader in these wild parties. And then the yearbook spreading her legs, and we have incredible statements of racism, blackface. We have the girls in the school, the young ladies dressed up in Playboy bunny outfits, Playmate bunny outfits. This is a super rich WASP school, public school. And so this is the type of garbage that you're going to end up seeing. And so we were told by the Heavy and others that she was this little darling baby girl. This big mean Kavanaugh came and did this. Then she said the eyewitness that witnessed it said it never happened. And now she's saying she won't testify. Yeah, because they know this is all about to come out. Guess what? It did just come out at InfoWars.com. But first this.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
They have to work with dark side over there, spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
Yes, the need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's now only 47 days out from the most historic election in world history, a referendum on nationalism versus globalism. And we're only 4 days out from the beginning of the vote for Judge Brett Kavanaugh, delivering the court back into the hands of at least pro-America individuals and not the hands of the globalists. This is a critical time for the world, not just America. It is Thursday, the 20th day of September, 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And we have game-changing news that just broke at InfoWars.com that is as big as Hillary Clinton falling down at the 9/11 site when they claimed that she wasn't having health problems. It's as big as the Spirit Cooking WikiLeaks documents coming out with John Podesta and the Clintons and others involved in Aleister Crowley rituals and all of that bombshell information. This is just as insane and as just as important. Ladies and gentlemen, bombshell. Kavanaugh accusers, salacious high school yearbook scrubbed. And it goes from there, my friends. Christine Blasey Ford yearbook described wild sex parties, blackouts, erotic male dancers, adult Chippendale-style dancers in gold G-strings, dancing in front of the young girls, dressed at high school parties as playgirl playmates, playboy playmates, talking about Hitler, dressing up in blackface, photos in the yearbook of Christine Blasey Ford spreading her legs, describing her as a leader of these parties. She shows up in the yearbook as a eighth grader. She's in not one, not two, not three, not four, but five high school yearbooks. Now, people are saying, I've never heard of high schools where you've got girls spreading their legs when they're juniors and talking about running out in the highways and getting adult men to almost run over them so they could pick them up and take them into their beach houses, or describing blackface and talking about, you know, Hitler. Stuff that if Kavanaugh ever did one of these things, he wouldn't get nominated. There's no history of him doing it. And now we know why on the 17th of this month they expunged all of these yearbooks. But someone found copies that had previously been uploaded that had been blacked out. So let me explain something. We need an investigation into what's been blacked out. We need to know why these were blacked out. We need to know who was involved in all of this, and we need to have Kavanaugh, even though she's saying she's not going to probably testify now, I wonder why, we need Judge Kavanaugh to still testify next week and to have big blown-up poster boards with Christine Blasey Ford spreading her legs in the high school yearbooks, giant tables full of whiskey and beer, the girls dressed up like playmate girls in bunny rabbit outfits and as French maids. Can you imagine opening up the high school yearbook and your daughter is in French maid outfits and short skirts and bunny rabbit ears spreading her legs But this is one of the richest areas in the country. And I grew up in the richest area of Texas at the time. We were not that wealthy. And it was somewhat like this. Not as bad in the yearbook, but it was like this. I can tell you. And I've talked about it. So I'd go over to blue-collar friends' houses and stuff, you know, other parts of Dallas, when they were playing baseball and going fishing and going to church, and going to the flea market, you know, and going shooting guns and hunting. But in the rich areas, it was all the same type of just drunken sex behavior. Had a little devil worship on top here and there, drug use, you name it, and that's what you got. So, she expunged, that's Kavanaugh's accuser, her Stanford profile, all of her social media profiles, 6 weeks ago, within days of him being announced. Then Dianne Feinstein begins handling her. She's even in the San Francisco Chronicle, July 29th, saying, we have a memo, we have a dossier on Kavanaugh, we'll be bringing out in due time. So they sat on it, knowing that there were holes in it, knowing it was a bunch of bull, hoping to launch it right before, a week before, so that they wouldn't have time to burrow into it and investigate it. Well, that went over like a lead balloon. And as word of the high school annuals being discovered, and as journalists started making calls to Feinstein's office and to the lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford, suddenly, in the last 48 hours, I may not testify. I want an FBI investigation, which, of course, then he wouldn't get confirmed. It would take 6 months. Want to have a new special counsel, for that matter. A power under themselves on this witch hunt. So now she's saying, I'm not going to testify. And you've got Senator Grassley and others saying, if you don't agree by Friday to when you're going to testify next week, we're going to vote and we're going to approve Kavanaugh. You got to go further than that. You got to stop just wiping your brow and going, man, that was made up. Glad that's over. We've got to have hearings now. Let the Democrats be shameless. Let them whatever. Just put up big old blow-ups on poster board of the high school annual of Christine Blasey Ford, with her in stockings up to her knees and mini skirts, provocatively putting her hand behind her head and showing everything but her panties. If you're watching on TV, you can see it. And there's more photos of the girls dressed up in Playmate outfits. It's all there. It's all there. And the drunkenness and the blackface and the Hitler jokes and just all of it is sick. Now, oh, but the key, the real impeachment here of her credibility is that she said she remembered this, but they were, quote, falling down drunk. And then the eyewitness she said that saved her says it never happened. Boom, you're done right there. You're supposed to have a witness. Your one witness says you're a liar, says you're wrong. Bare minimum. Now, that all through these five annuals, and we're getting more of these, we've gotten a hold of more of these, it talks about the culture of falling down drunkenness and how great it is to be able to deny what happened the night before, and she is quoted in there, and there are quotes about Chrissy, as they call her. Chrissy is what Christine went by. They show photos of her, how Chrissy was one of the wildest, and how much Chrissy loved having fun, and how much Chrissy loved passing out, and how Chrissy couldn't remember anything, and that was good because that she would have plausible deniability. There's Chrissy on screen for TV viewers spreading her legs in a classic Betty Page pose. Guys, can we get the photo of her and put it next to Betty Page or Marilyn Monroe? That is a classic, I'm ready for you, baby. I walk into my bedroom at night, and my wife's sitting there on the bed like that. It doesn't mean we're watching Netflix. Okay? In fact, I walked in the bathroom this morning. My wife walks out of the shower and did that exact pose. I was like, now I'm a lucky man. I'm just saying, red-blooded American. That means I want you to climb on top of me right now. So when she was a junior, she's in the yearbook in a Betty Page climb on top of me pose. This poor little baby, but print me the heavy article that's actually linked in one of these, because it was an article covering her last week going, oh, she was this little shrinking violet, little sweet sea girl. And they show a picture of her from like sixth grade. And she was such, no, there she is in high school, a woman. And look, we're not faulting her that she appears to be a hussy. Betty Page. We are not faulting her. That's okay. God made her that way. Lord knows I've been a dirty fox myself. The point is that this woman is the definition of a train wreck fraud, in my humble view and opinion. But look at all the evidence. So here's the deal. Totally impeached that she talks about it as at parties where they celebrate drunkenness until alcoholic amnesia. And so no one remembers anything. How the hell do you remember 36 years later what happened at a drunken party? When I can assure you, drunken parties I was at 30 years ago, I don't remember any of it. But you remember everything, don't you? Because she's a Democratic Party operative who gave 10 times to Hillary, we know of, 60 times the Democrats, and who works for big abortion companies, on and on and on. Her students say she's a bully. She fits the total MO. But forget that. Now she says she won't testify. Now she's pulling back. They need to go ahead with testimony and show all this to the world. All of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It looks so promising. They were going to be able to bring down Judge Kavanaugh with his incredible record. And then a woman, within days of him being nominated, calls Dianne Feinstein and tells her, I remember. Don't top me for. I. And then it got worse. Then it became discovered that she had expunged her sister's cell network comments, social media, and her Stanford postings. And then they discovered she deleted, or someone had deleted, all five annuals, because she showed up even as an eighth grader in high school parties, at the elite racy high school that she went to. So now we have Christine Blasey Ford, known as Chrissy, in her own yearbooks as a leader in the movement in the school to be fall down drunk and not remember what you said, including adult escorts dancing in nothing but string bikini thongs, male escorts for high school girls, and her posing in photos provocatively like Betty Page, spreading her legs in the yearbook, which is a whole other subject about how these elites operate and how their public schools are different and how these things are engaged in. This is the incredible truth. It was all going so well for the establishment in their electronic lynching of the judge, Brett Kavanaugh, but now it's not going so well. Here's the problem. As the news of this began to percolate, as reporters started to call people yesterday, everyone's still afraid to cover it, but InfoWars.com on a big platform, they got panicked and said, we're not going to testify now. And Grassley said, okay, if you're not going to, we're going to go ahead and have the vote, and Kavanaugh is going to be approved. And so now she's like, oh, I want an FBI investigation. It'll take 6 months, a year. Maybe have the special counsel involved. You know, now he looks into high school parties 36 years ago in elite WASP areas of the East Coast, even though eyewitnesses say it didn't happen. How about another big witch hunt? We need to call their bluff and say, we're having hearings now, because Kavanaugh is not going to have you demonize him in the news and then not be able to respond, whether you show up or not. Send your lawyer. We're going to show her high school annuals. We're going to show her and her friends in Playboy bunny outfits. And we're going to demand in subpoenas that you bring your high school annual, because most of this is blacked out. And if you spreading your legs and women in French maid outfits and bunny ears talking about how they run into the highways to pick up adult men to bring them back to their beach condos, and if you're talking about blackface and Hitler, and you're talking about all of this when you're the politically correct Nazis who go around, you know, saying if somebody has blonde hair, they're a Nazi. Well, you're making jokes about Hitler and have folks in blackface. By your rules, you aren't fit to be a ditch digger. And so Kavanaugh absolutely must demand to have his day now that he's been put through the ringer and lied about. He needs to be able to clear his name and march in there with his witnesses and say, here's her supposed witness. Never happened. I've never seen any of this. I was there. I don't remember this party. And now let's look at what she was doing then, because you've got the heavy and others. Again, there's an article linked in the cult of the First Amendment.blogspot. There's a link in here to the heavy article. And Paul has a link to it. I'd like to print that heavy article, please. Where it described her last week as the ultimate angel cake. I mean, she was just the sweet little girl that didn't talk to anybody. And she just was really quiet in the show. I think it's a sixth grade photo, they're now saying. A sixth grade photo of her. And then this big Kavanaugh came in and he just broke her jaw. Threw her on the bed. And of course, they don't really say that, but they're implying that's what went on. And then now we learn it's all a gigantic, mega-size load of baloney. So, Kavanaugh must absolutely be able to face his accuser. But if she won't show up, if she'll launch the allegation and then not come and face him under law, under jurisprudence, under the statute of limitations, under everything, this shouldn't even already be an issue. But if we let her just put the lie out, and this isn't challenged, it will encourage others to continue this. No, you need to come in there, and you need to face the fact that you weren't some little church mouse, that you were a wild woman in the school annual spreading your legs. And it was a culture of drunkenness and amnesia and sex and insensitive, racist, waspish, elite East Coast attitude. But again, those elites know that America has woken up to that behavior. So they now use that to police the rest of us that don't live and don't act like that. That's what they're doing. But even more importantly than all of this, everyone must get the articles at InfoWars.com, at InfoWars.com, and at NewsWars.com, and at PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson, and the live feed of this show that's also posted there, and hammer it out to everyone, because they're going to try to block this, they're going to try to forget this, they're trying to pull her out of the news now all of a sudden, and they're trying to say, okay, maybe she's not going to testify, FBI investigation, let's just go away. They're probably readying another woman to come in and hope that we forget about this. No, no, we have them. We have her in this incredibly racy, bizarre, East Coast, eyes wide shut, elitist school. Where, believe me, if in the school annual, it's talking about wild sex and alcohol parties and blacking out and grabbing adult men off the highway on the beachfront and dragging them back to their condos. And this is just the school in general, and her being a leader of it and her being one of the wildest and her loving it. And, you know, she's the only one in there spreading her legs. And again, this is the only part that they didn't black out. Half of these annuals are blacked out. Completely blacked out. Whole pages are blacked out. What in the world is going on here? What type of adults have created an atmosphere where this type of craziness is going on? Well, Rockwall, Texas was like this. It wasn't in the annuals, but it was going on. Let me tell you, one level up from, or one level below from this behavior, sexualizing the young people, was devil worship. And I ran into it many times, and it was institutional. It was big. It was bold. It was not a bunch of meth heads out in the woods killing their dog or killing some neighbor's kid. This was real deal stuff. And I've told you about it, and you're getting a look into it. This woman is from the establishment. She works for a big abortion company. She works for the globalists. She's connected to Soros. She is an operative. Every evidence shows. And I can't believe they thought we were so dumb that they would get away with it. I cannot believe they thought they would get away with this. And they may still get away with it. Maybe they're right. If you don't get this information out. But she's going to be somebody now, isn't she? She's going to say Kavanaugh when she was just a sweet little girl. Never been to a party. Never did nothing when she was a sophomore. She walked in there and in came this big mean guy. Meanwhile, she's swinging off the chandeliers. Woo, baby, yeah. Woo, yeah. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5.
Why do tech elites heavily restrict or outright ban their own children's use of technology? Bill Gates' kids aren't allowed to use smartphones after a certain time. We often set a time after which there is no screen time, and in their case, that helps them get to sleep at a reasonable hour. Despite being an actual cyborg himself.
And I was human. I am human. Still.
Mark Zuckerberg strictly limits his kids' use of smartphones and television. Asked if his kids loved the iPad, Steve Jobs responded, "They haven't used it. We limit how much technology our kids can use at home." Chris Anderson, CEO of 3D Robotics and a father of five, said, "We have seen the dangers of technology firsthand. I've seen it in myself. I don't want to see that happen to my kids." Alex Constantinople, the chief executive of the Outcast agency, restricts her kids' use of gadgets to just 30 minutes a day and bans them, period, for her five-year-old. As Alice Thompson wrote, "It's astonishing if you think about it. The more money you make out of the tech industry, the more you appear to shield your family from its effects." Authors Joe Clement and Matt Miles ask, "What is it these wealthy tech executives know about their own products that their consumers don't. The most sought-after private school in Silicon Valley bans electronic devices for the under-11s. Why do these people endlessly promote the wonders of technology out of one side of their mouths while privately keeping their own kids away from technology? I'll tell you why. Because they know what they unleashed was designed to be addictive. Addictive behavior leads to depression. We have an epidemic of childhood depression. Hospital admissions for suicidal teenagers have doubled in the last 10 years. 62% of undergraduate students describe feeling overwhelming anxiety. Depression rates have leapt by 63% for teens and 47% for millennials since 2013. The ubiquitousness and overuse of social media and smartphones has correlated with a surge in youth depression. Eighth graders' risk for depression jumps 27% when he or she frequently uses social media. Kids who use their phones for at least 3 hours a day are much more likely to be suicidal. And it all comes back to addiction.
I feel tremendous guilt. It literally is a point now where I think we have created tools that are ripping apart the social fabric of how society works. That is truly where we are. Your behaviors, you don't realize it, but you are being programmed. It was unintentional. But now you got to decide how much you're willing to give up.
And I'm not just talking about the dopamine hits you get from reading messages and notifications. Did you know that when you pull down on the screen to refresh your social media feed, it was designed to mimic pulling down on the handle of a slot machine? It was designed to exploit the same psychological susceptibility that makes gambling so compulsive. Variable rewards. Each time you're swiping down, it's like a slot machine, said former Google employee Tristan Harris. You don't know what's coming next. Sometimes it's a beautiful photo, sometimes it's just an ad. According to Lauren Brichter, the guy who designed the pull to refresh option, even though it could be made redundant, the feature is there to serve a psychological function, to keep people addicted. Harris also blew the whistle on another feature that was designed to encourage addiction. Those Facebook notification alerts were originally blue to fit in with Facebook's color scheme. But designers discovered that when they were blue, barely anyone checked them. So they changed the color to red, and everyone started checking them compulsively. Red is a trigger color, Harris says. That's why it's used as an alarm signal. So they're literally causing little anxiety alarms to go off in your brain when you see these red icons, an anxiety that can only be assuaged when you click or touch on them. A leaked internal Facebook report revealed that Big Tech knows when teens are feeling at their most insecure or vulnerable. They can manipulate when users receive likes or other notifications, ensuring they arrive at a time when the user is in most need of attention or approval. All of us are jacked into this system, says Harris. All of our minds can be hijacked. Our choices are not as free as we think they are. A handful of people working at a handful of technology companies, through their choices, will steer what a billion people are thinking today. We've also been turned into outrage addicts. Half of the news media cycle is now just stirring up or reacting to contrived Twitter outrage. According to former Google strategist James Williams, we've habituated ourselves into a perpetual cognitive style of outrage by internalizing the dynamics of the medium. We're also addicted to distraction. Did you know that even the mere presence of a cell phone in your line of sight, even when it's turned off, damages cognitive capacity? It's called continuous partial attention. Just by having it sit there on the desk, you're damaging your concentration. And have you noticed this? Even when they're not looking at it, people have to constantly touch their phone, like a junkie with an involuntary body spasm. What's fascinating is that a lot of these techies are fully aware of the monster that they unleashed and are now full of remorse. Justine Rosenstein, the Facebook-like co-creator, says the social media giant has created a psychologically manipulative dystopia which only cares about profit maximization, and that it needs to be regulated like tobacco companies. Another one of the women who helped develop the Facebook like button installed a plugin on her own phone so she doesn't even have to look at her own Facebook feed. Lauren Brichter turns off his own phone at 7 p.m. and regrets creating social media addicts. I've spent many hours and weeks and months and years thinking about whether anything I've done has made a net positive impact on society or humanity at all. Google and Facebook venture capitalist Robert McNamee says that the smartphone and social media have had horrific, unintended consequences on society. He compares social media giants to drug dealers. The average cell phone user taps, swipes, and clicks a whopping 2,617 times a day. For heavy users, it's more than double that, adding up to nearly 4 hours a day devoted to cell phone use. And those numbers are over 2 years old, so it's probably even worse now. Go take a walk in the park. Despite the very point of taking a walk in the park being to get away from technology, how many people do you see buried in their cell phones? At this point, I'm seeing at least 50% of the people trapped in cyberspace, even when they're outside. People are so glued to their cell phones, they're now having to install ground-level traffic lights in some major cities. Forget virtual reality. How about we return to actual reality? Remember that? People at dinner on their cell phones. People in movie theatres on their cell phones. The CEO of AMC Theatres said, "You can't tell a 22-year-old to turn off their cell phone. It's like asking them to cut off a limb." There's a reason depression is exploding. And there's a reason why tech elites keep their own kids away from smartphones. They don't want their children to be sucked into this generational cycle of addiction, dependency, and unhappiness. That privilege is reserved for you.
All right, folks, that's Paul Joseph Watson's report for InfoWars.com, Zombie Smartphone Apocalypse. This is perfect to show your children, your wife, your husband, whoever is living and obsessed with these things. They are designed to make you depressed, to take control of your life. They're very useful if you limit them for communications, for photography, for things where you're actively doing things. When you're constantly checking all the latest social media and constantly, you know, this and that and responding to every, it robs you of your entire life. All the statistics, all the numbers show that. Now, when we return, the incredibly redacted high school yearbooks of Judge Kavanaugh's accuser, the binge drinking, the sex parties, the male sex dancers coming, photos in the same page describing her, where it looks just like the individual we're talking about, very, very scantily, you know, clad, basically spreading her legs, Christine Blasey Ford. Is this why she's saying she won't testify now? And the word is this whole hoax is collapsing? And what's in the redacted blacked-out areas? Who blacked this out? We're searching, trying to find out. We'll also get the number out and take phone calls. Then Laura Loomer's got real sex crimes of Democrats coming up with medical records. Not a bunch of hype, not a bunch of bull. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Well, something interesting started happening about 6 weeks ago. The social media, the Stanford profile, everything started getting deleted very, very, very quickly from Christine Blasey Ford's records. And then researchers on the 17th said, let's go look at her high school annuals. And since she'd been at parties when she was an eighth grader, she was in five of them. Five of them, and most of them are blacked out. And she's all over the text, her name at the parties and blacking out and being drunk. And there's parties with male escorts only wearing golden G-strings there in attendance. And then there's reports of Hitler jokes. And in the high school annual, there's photos of giant piles of whiskey and beer, because I guess the students did their own annual. And this is something the adults signed off on. So can you imagine, A, if the stuff in there is really, really wild, how bad it really is? And then, B, what else did they really delete? Because, we've got an image purportedly, and it says there in the article that she's involved in the parties, and it looks just like her. We have side-by-sides of the photo in the annual and the blacked-out areas in Christine Blasey Ford. Maybe we can put that up on screen for TV viewers. And we've got girls talking about running out on the highway and blocking adult men's cars and getting them to come in and, quote, pass out at a party at a house with them on the beach. the biggest thing is they talk about once you black out, then you don't have any guilt for what you've done and how great it is to be amnesiac about the night before. And so if she's saying, and they talk about her being amnesiac and others being amnesiac at these parties, not remembering what happened, then how could she then say with Kavanaugh, who no one can even prove was at one of these parties, from another school 36 years ago? And that basically brings down her entire push to have his nomination blocked. Oh, and guess what? Magically now, last night and today, she says, I may not even testify. And Senator Grassley says, you will come testify. You will be part of this. You will be there. But we're going to go ahead and confirm Kavanaugh. She's like, oh, I want an FBI investigation, a new special counsel that has all these broad powers. Maybe we can find somebody in the Kavanaugh family that didn't pay their taxes. Because that's how this works. You know, we're looking for Russia, but we find taxes. We're looking for a sex assault, guy jumping on a girl 36 years ago at a drunken party, and we find taxes. Or maybe Kavanaugh, forget what color socks he was wearing 36 years ago on that day, and they'll get him for lying to the FBI. But don't forget, they had all these other sickening articles. Christine Blasey Ford's high school years, five facts to know from the heavy, about how she was this little sweet girl that wasn't involved in anything, and she was so innocent, and these bad things happened to her. You go and you actually read the stories on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and the cult of the First Amendment that originally broke all this last night, and it goes through it all. Kavanaugh's accuser, salacious high school yearbook, scrubbed. Why'd you scrub him? Why'd you scrub him? Christine Blasey Ford's yearbook describes wild sex parties, blackouts, erotic male dancers wearing golden G-strings, picking up adult men, taking them back to houses with them, parties where the girls wore blackface, also made fun of Muslims, and parties where they made jokes about Hitler. And that's what they put in the annual that the students put together. So I ask you now, can you believe anything she says when she's part of a school and a culture that she's in the middle of, according to these articles, blacking out drunk, but now she says she remembers everything about Kavanaugh? It makes one shake their head. It really does. There you have from page 145 of the school. And you blow it up, you look at it in the HD, the bone structure, the face, the smile, the hair, and it describes her at the parties in the article, but it's all blacked out. There you go. Now, regardless of that, she's at a school in this wild culture. They admit she's wild in the culture. They admit she likes to black out in the culture. You've got the other students dressed up in Playboy bunny outfits and French maid outfits, dressing up like provocative sluts to go to these high school parties. What would you do if you opened up your daughter's junior or senior annual, school annual, from their junior or senior year, even sophomore year, hell, freshman year? She's at these parties as an eighth grader. What would you do? That one right there on the side looks like her, too. Well, it's not as clear as the other one. What would you do? And her name's all over this. Oh, Chrissy, as she's called, loves to get passed out drunk. Boy, she was sure great at the party. It was amazing. You let your daughter dress up like a French maid and put bunny rabbit ears on, and now all these years later, Dianne Feinstein was in the San Francisco Chronicle on the 29th of July, right when Kavanaugh first got nominated, saying, we've got a memo and we've got proof and we're going to bring it out. They have a plan to stalk Kavanaugh. And we now know she had this 6 weeks ago and sat on it because they knew it was unraveling. And what do you do when something's unraveling? When it doesn't make sense, when it's got holes in it, you wait till the last minute. If it's a bulletproof case, you bring it out up front. But if it's not, you wait till the 11th hour, 58th minute, and then you slide it out. But people found this information when they found that she'd exposed her social media, she'd exposed her Stanford profile and all this other stuff, and her Democrat activist background and giving to Hillary and being a political operative and being someone that even produces and sells designer pussy hats. That's what they call them. The little pink purple hats the leftists wear, and they're a symbol of hating men. But it turns out she doesn't hate men. She likes the power over men. if this information in these school annuals is accurate. Now, these are forgeries I've never seen better. But see, there's not a response to this. And I know for days reporters have been calling people asking about this, and that's why suddenly, oh, I can't testify now. I just want an FBI investigation. I'm going to accuse Kavanaugh. I'm going to do all this. I'm going to say all this. And I work for a big abortion company. I forgot to tell you that, the morning after pill. And I'm going to just then step back here as a political officer, as a political operative, as a public figure, as a bullying professor, as their students say, as a vindictive professor, and I'm going to see what happens. I think they need to have hearings. Kavanaugh needs to have hearings. And they need to bring all this out in those hearings. And they need to subpoena her and make her testify. You made this claim. You said somebody sexually assaulted you. We want you to prove it. Now, that said, they don't want us on air because we will cover stories like this when other people will shy away because there's a major intimidation operation going on. And that's why with 47 days left from this general election, from this midterm election that is as big as the last general election, we need your financial support. And we make it really, really easy to do. We have the best books, the best T-shirts, the best water filter systems, the best air filtration for the prices, and we have the best supplements. And, folks, we've got Super Male and Super Female Vitality, even though they've been bestsellers. They're cold press, very expensive, very hard to produce, very proprietary. This is the last run of Super Male and Super Female Vitality, at least in this concoction, and it's excellent. If you want it, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And I'm going to have to end this special coming up at the end of the weekend because it's been so successful. It is our last shipment of X2, the deep breath crystal iodine source. We may try to get a new source. We're trying, but it'll be a long time probably until we're able to do that. We're really trying our hardest. We may have a big breakthrough, but we'll see. But for this formulae of the original amazing X2, the deep earth, good halogen, the pure iodine, just you've got to read about it. You've got to read the 6,000 plus 5-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And you can call and get 25% off. As of Monday, it's going to go back to full price. Still a great deal until it sells out or until we get a new formula. So get your X2 today. Also, 40% off BioTree Selenium from the mustard seed. Super pure, super organic, incredibly amazing. Experience that. $50 off an Alexa Pure Breeze. Leading competitors are $500 to $600. The same ion four-stage filter. They just mark it up 5-6 times. This is normally marked up 100%. Right now it's marked up 50% with $50 off. That is an incredible deal. Take advantage of Alexa Pure Breeze. I put one in each room, but really want to do 3 or 4 rooms, regular size rooms. We've got them all over the office. They're amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And it's your purchase of the products that make it all possible. So I want to salute you and thank you. But let me tell you, this is a big story, and we have to punch it out. We have to get it out. We have to force it out. We have to expose it right now. Stay with us, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.